Word of Faith Ministries, establishing the kingdom of God and changing lives with the message of faith and the grace of Jesus Christ with a practical, biblical, and balanced teaching that you can trust.
Welcome! This is Ignacio Nubia Hughes with the victory that has overcome the world, even our faith. Amen.
Thank you so much for joining us today.
Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. So, we've been talking about being grateful, especially today, that is Thanksgiving. It's Thanksgiving Day. This is a wonderful opportunity for us as Christians to walk in thankfulness.
That's right.
And to me, this is, I don't know if this is right, but to me, this is the most important holiday. Mm-hmm. And I'm not diminishing Christmas. But at the same time, I think this is the beginning, you know,
it
of the celebration, yes. You know, mm-hmm. the whole month, you know, yeah. of Thanksgiving and Christmas, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. because we're celebrating the goodness of God. Mm-hmm. We're celebrating this mm-hmm. country Amen. That God gave us this nation. This Amen. Is the greatest nation on earth. Mm-hmm. I mean, we're not perfect, but we're still the greatest nation yes. on this earth.
Yes.
And praise God, because mm-hmm. We still have the opportunity
yeah.
to praise the Lord
freely.
Mm-hmm. We have the freedom. Even the devil is using these people in the world on the left
yeah. oh my
to
goodness.
Attack us and to come against us. Mm-hmm. But we are more than conquerors
Amen.
Through Christ Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise
Thank
God.
You, Father. Let's have a word of prayer.
That's right.
Father, we praise you and we love you.
Amen. Father, thank you.
We are so thankful, God. Because of your goodness,
Amen.
Because of your greatness, because of Jesus.
Thanks.
We love you, Father.
Amen.
We thank you for the opportunity to preach this word of faith.
Amen.
We thank you for the opportunity to preach your word. We thank you for Jesus in our lives, our Lord. Our Savior, we thank you for your word. We thank you for this nation.
Amen.
In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
We speak spirit of wisdom
amen.
And revelation in Jesus' name. Amen.
Praise God.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. God is so good.
Yes, He is.
So what about you? Let's go to the Word.
Yes, let's get in the Word and see what God wants to say to us today.
The last transmission, we were starting in Nehemiah mm-hmm. Chapter 9, verse 17.
Yes.
And it says, and refused to obey, neither were mindful of your wonders, mm-hmm. and thou yes. didst among them. They and refused to obey.
Yes.
And this is amazing because I was the other day reading the Spanish version, mm-hmm. and if you translate it, it says they didn't want to hear
mm-hmm.
from Spanish into English.
Yes. Uh-huh.
It says they didn't want to hear.
Uh-huh.
So when you refuse to hear,
yes.
the consequence is going to be that you won't obey. Mm-hmm. You won't obey
yeah.
the word of God, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And refuse to obey, neither.
Yeah.
Now, can you read the New King James Version?
Yeah, it says, they refused to obey, and they were not mindful of your wonders Amen. That you did among them. You know, this is something that it really popped out in this particular, and I was sharing it the last program we had. It really speaks to me when it says that they were not mindful of his wonders. And I was talking about how people sometimes are not mindful. They don't remember. They don't keep it in the forefront of their minds. The goodness that God is always working mm-hmm. for them, for us as his children. So you know, he's talking about they were not mindful, meaning that we can be mindful. We could be mindful if we are willing to do so. Because this is talking about they refused to obey. Well, then we can choose to obey and to be mindful
Amen. Amen.
Of his goodness.
And then we went to Psalms 103 verse 2. And it says, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits."
That's right. Forget not.
Forget not.
Don't forget His benefits. Don't forget His blessings. Don't forget His presence in you.
You know, you have to. I remember, 20 years ago, mm-hmm. when I heard our late pastor, teaching on the subject of faith and the loss of faith, and the first when he gave me the same time he gave me a series by Dad Fred Price, mm-hmm. Frederick Casey Price on how faith works,
yeah.
And then he gave me a book by Papa Hagen, mm-hmm. New Thresholds of Faith, and then he gave me a book by that Kenneth Copeland, mm-hmm. The Force of Faith.
Yeah.
You know, I'm still grateful. You know, I still carry those books on my briefcase.
Yes, that's right.
In my briefcase. And I remember, you know, when I started mm-hmm. walking by faith, uh-huh. and I was going through this situation of I had asthma and I had to carry my inhaler, and then on one side of my pocket and the other side I had my depression pills.
Yeah.
The pills for the depression. And you know, that was back in 2001. From June of 2001, I was hearing my late pastor in Spanish about faith, and then these three men in English. And then by the end of the year, by December of 2001, mm-hmm. I was healed. I was mm-hmm. out of asthma, mm-hmm. and I have asthma anymore. I threw away the inhaler and then the depression pills, you know. Mm-hmm. Just feeding, renewing my mind on the Word of God, you know.
Uh-huh.
And feeding myself with the Word, mm-hmm. spiritual nutrition.
Yes.
And it changed, you know. And I still remember those days. Mm-hmm. And I'm so grateful. I praise mm-hmm. the Lord. Mm-hmm. You know, praise the Lord.
Yeah, and this
Thank
is wonderful.
Jesus. And sometimes it hasn't been easy, you know, you know, in the flesh and circumstances mm-hmm. and attacks from the devil and whatever. But we are more than conquerors.
Yes, we
in Christ
are.
Jesus.
Yes, we are.
And we walk by faith and we are. Faith people that walk by faith and speak by faith and talk by faith and act by faith, and praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
You know, what you were just talking about, how by the end of 2001, you were healed of asthma and you no longer were battling depression.
No.
You got rid of those pills.
And up until this day.
Up until this day, praise the Lord. And then you said something that is key. I believe it's key. You continually fed yourself. You fed your spirit with the Word, and you renewed your mind. And so that's what this verse is talking about. You have to be mindful. We were looking at Nehemiah, and then Psalms 103, verse 2. It's talking about not forgetting His benefits. And then if you go to Deuteronomy chapter 10, and if you start in verse 20, mm-hmm. it talks about, Look at what it says. Deuteronomy chapter 10, verse 20.
Okay.
You shall fear the Lord your God. You shall serve Him, and to Him you shall hold fast and take oaths in His name. He is your praise, and He is your God, who has done for you these great and awesome things which your eyes have seen. You're talking about how God is our praise. He is the one that's worthy of our praise. This is talking about how we shall serve Him. And it says in verse 21, it says, He is our praise and He is our God, the one who's done these great and awesome things. I know that the King James Version says terrible things, but it's talking about that
awesome,
word terrible is saying awesome, just wonderful, marvelous things, just out of this world, because it's supernatural. Mm-hmm. And what God did in your life, and He's done in so many people's lives, is out of this world. It's supernatural. Because His word is supernatural. It feeds our spirit. Mm-hmm. It changes our mindset. It changes our way of thinking. And then it's in line with His word. And then it, you cannot help it but not forget.
But you know what? You said that we need to fear the Lord. Mm-hmm. And nowadays, I mean, we have lost that fear to the Lord. Because some people say, well, I don't have to fear God. I mean, but I'm talking about a high
respect. The highest form of respect.
Mm-hmm. Because He's awesome.
Yes. Yes, He is.
He's awesome. And, you know, nowadays we have a lot of Christians, and I don't know how to to avoid not to touch this topic, but you know, the Lord told me, I remember, I think it was back in 2016, it was an election year, and I was talking to some Hispanic pastors and some black pastors, and they were supporting this leftist agenda, and they were giving me some lousy excuses, you know, and it has to do with we're minorities and that we are well, I don't even remember, but what I say is what I thought, and I told them. I mean, who cares? Mm-hmm. I mean, if we need to fear the Lord, and we don't have to support the ungodly agenda of this administration. I mean, we pray for the president.
We
disagree. I mean, I don't hate I don't hate him.
Yeah.
But we disagree totally.
Yes.
Because it is a satanic agenda.
Yeah.
What this party is promoting. Mm-hmm. And to say that, well, you know, we are minorities and I'm Hispanic and whatever, you know. Yeah, I am Hispanic, the panic of Satan.
Amen.
when you walk by faith, you know. But this is my point. I mean, we need to walk by the word.
Yes, we do.
And be grateful. And, you know, faith is based upon the word of God, on the word of God.
Mm-hmm.
And I was thinking, you know, and when I was driving home, I was thinking, how is this possible? And the Lord told me, if you don't understand your identity in Christ, in the word, you won't understand your identity in politics.
Yeah.
Because if you go to the Bible, I mean, through the Bible, throughout the Bible, you will see a lot of that God wants to be involved in the on the earth's affairs, you know, with people and the governments and kings and presidents, because He wants to manifest His goodness, and then by faith we respond to Him. With gratitude, with thanksgiving, preaching and teaching His word. Man, it is amazing.
Yeah, that is correct.
And I was, sometimes you, not sometimes, all the time, we need to fear the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to respect Him.
A high
and to say, we need to respect Him and honor Him. And say, well, Father, what do you want me to do? What do you want me to say? You know, because I'm grateful, and I'm thankful to Him. Sometimes I speak on these issues, and especially to the Hispanic community in Spanish. I you know, I've been so persecuted for that reason here in Douglas and in different parts. Sometimes because don't talk about that, Brother Hughes. Well, we need to talk about that.
Yeah, I heard a minister say in this regard, he was saying how he's heard people saying, oh, no, and this is God's children. oh, I don't want to get into politics. That's not my thing. And he says, well, if you don't get into politics, politics is going to get into your life. Mm-hmm. It'll interfere with your life.
Into your church, into your city.
Exactly. And you know, we're not talking about how your point of view. We're talking about what does the word say? And you were talking about how God wants to intervene and interfere in the people, in the earth's affairs, because we are here. His children are on earth, and we need him to be able to survive in this fallen world. And so the devil has used this lie as like, no, I don't want to get into politics. I don't want to talk about that. And you know, I believe God has put it in your heart specifically to talk about it. And you're talking about how you're speaking to this about the politics. In fact, last night I was at a meeting with some people from church and some friends, and one of them was saying, you know, I give thanks to God for my pastor, because and they were referring to you, because I've learned so many things, and God has shown me through the word, the teaching, many things. And this person was saying, in fact, everything I know about government, everything I know about politics, I've learned it through my pastor. And the best thing is he shows it to us through the Bible. It's not even his agenda. It's not even what he thinks. He always warns us, don't ever allow your opinion to intervene in God's word. Your opinion has to be God's word.
Amen.
And so, you know, these people were just expressing to me how grateful they are because of what they've been taught in their church, our church, you know, and this is something God has put in your heart, and it's blessed many people. And just like this person's testimony, we've heard of so many others, how they say, we never thought that we as Christians could have a say in our government, in our the people in office.
Yeah.
And now they've learned it, and because of the word.
Because we are the light of the world. Mm-hmm. We are the salt of the earth.
Yeah.
So, mm-hmm. I mean,
we're supposed to see something.
We're supposed to, and to say something, and to stand, to stand for what is right. And the only thing that is right is the Bible.
Amen.
I mean, because nowadays, that's the reason a lot of people say, well, I don't know if I have to be thankful because I have this problem, and this year this happened to me, and the other I have a bad year, and I got sick, I got this. So who cares?
Amen.
I mean, I'm not saying that I'm not that I like when people tells me that, but what I'm saying is that if the Lord says that we need to be thankful,
yes,
then
be thankful.
Be thankful.
Amen.
Be thankful. Grateful.
Yeah.
And just act on the word of God, and speak the word of God, and pray in tongues.
Yeah.
And say, I am more than a conqueror through Christ Jesus.
Look
Amen.
At what Psalms chapter 100 and verse 4 says. And with this, because I know we're nearing our end time here, but I want to share a testimony with you guys in regards to praising and just giving thanks unto God. This Psalms chapter 100 verse 4 says, enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful to him and bless his name. So it says enter into his gates. So whenever you come before the presence of God, whenever you are approaching God, you just say, Father, I thank you. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for because you're wonderful. It says, and into his courts with praise. So praising is recognition. It's recognizing who he is for you. We just read in Deuteronomy how he's supposed to be our praise. He is our praise. He is the motive of us praising him.
And in Spanish says, where it says, be thankful to him.
Mm-hmm.
In Spanish, the Spanish version says, if you translate it, says, praise him again. Because
praise
it says,
okay.
And it is quotes with praise,
mm-hmm.
and then praise him
and
bless his name.
Praise God. So praise him.
Praise him.
Just be
all the time.
Always be praising him.
Thank you,
him.
Father.
Always
thank you, Jesus.
Him.
We are so thankful
yes,
to you.
Yes, we are. So
thank you, Father. Amen.
Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your word. Thank you.
Thank
always,
you
there's
stripes.
Always something that you can give thanks unto God.
By his stripes,
always.
We are healed.
If you're believing God for your healing, then thank him, because thanksgiving is the highest form of expression of our faith. Mm-hmm. So when you're saying thank you, see, if I were to ask you for just a glass of water, and I say thank you, that's my response to you giving me something.
Mm-hmm. So he gave us Jesus.
Now he gave us Jesus.
And he gave us
everything.
Healing.
Yeah.
And so we say thank you.
Thank you.
I receive it.
Yes, thank you.
I take it.
Giving recognition.
It's mine.
For something that you received. You received Jesus. You received God's grace.
Amen.
Give him thanks for that. Always give him thanks for that. Always give him thanks for his goodness. So enter into his gates with thanksgiving, not with complaints. God already knows what you're going through, but you complaining or you always speaking about what's going on around in your life only makes you more aware of your situation. But on the other hand, if you're always thanking him for his goodness, thanking him for his word, remembering his promises, thanking him for his promises by faith, then you are being more aware of his presence in your life instead of the circumstances. And trust me, believe me, this, whatever's going on in your life is going to change because you are mindful of him, because you are always in consistent prayer to him and thankfulness to him. So just be thankful and enter into his courts with praise.
Amen. You know what? you can come and say, Sister Nubia, but, you know, I would like to be thankful, but, you know, I'm going through this,
uh-huh.
I'm going through that, and I'm facing this situation.
Yeah.
And I know, because some mm-hmm. people have told us that, mm-hmm. you know, I know mm-hmm. that I have to be faithful or thankful
mm-hmm.
and faithful as well.
Yeah.
But I don't feel like it.
Oh.
You know, this is the main issue. You need to understand his goodness.
Yes, amen.
His love. And because of that, he gave you promises
mm-hmm.
in the Word of God.
Amen.
And he gave you mm-hmm. of his faith.
Yes.
You have the faith of Jesus inside of you.
Amen.
And you have the ability, you have the anointing.
Amen.
You have his ability, his anointing. And you have the power to refuse. To refuse. Mm-hmm. You can say, I refuse to fear.
Yes.
I refuse to worry. Mm-hmm. I refuse to be ungrateful. And I decide by faith
mm-hmm.
to walk in his promises. I decide to be grateful.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Well, but I don't feel like it. Who cares?
We walk by faith, not by sight.
Who cares what you feel? Who cares what I feel? It doesn't matter. Because it is, when you feel something, it is your feelings, it is your soul, actually, uh-huh. working 100%.
Interfering.
Yeah, interfering. Really? And walking, and I mean, talking. And but all his goodness and all the power of God. You need more power. Oh, give me more power, Jesus. Oh, Lord. Oh, Father. Give me more power. No, you have all the power inside of you.
Mm-hmm.
You. What you need to do is you need to release that power, that anointing, through words of faith.
Amen.
You know, it's like when you, I don't know if you did it, but I did it. You know, when you, the water wells years ago that you have to throw a bucket
mm-hmm.
inside of the water well,
mm-hmm.
and then
pull it up
and mm-hmm. withdraw the water. You know, but the water was inside already
uh-huh,
there.
Uh-huh.
And so it's the same thing. You need to use your faith bucket and pull up and withdraw mm-hmm. all his goodness and
that's
all the strength
mm-hmm.
and all the love and mercy and goodness and man, that we have because of Jesus.
Amen.
Because of Jesus.
We have it.
So when you think about it and you meditate about this, I mean, nobody can stop you. Nobody can stop you. Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah. I mean, how can I say this? Faith doesn't deny the circumstances, but faith denies
the circumstances, the power
to overcome.
To overcome us. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Because this is the victory that has overcome the world. Even our faith. Praise the Lord. Mm-hmm. Praise Jesus. Well, we are so thankful. Yes. We thank you and we praise you, you know. Mm-hmm. We are starting this English ministry. Mm-hmm. We have taught the word of faith for so many years now. And so you can check on our website. And thank you for supporting.
Yes.
Thank you. Pray about it if you want to be a partner with us. And we're taking this word of faith, in the grace of Jesus Christ on TV and radio stations in Mexico and Nicaragua. Mm-hmm. Praise the Lord. And we're expanding.
Yes, amen.
And praise the Lord. Praise you.
And reaching people so that their lives can too be changed and transformed into the image of God. And, you know, this is part of the vision that God has placed in this ministry. And if you do pray to become a partner, you can be assured that we'll be praying for you. And we know that God will bless you. And thank you. Thank you so much for considering becoming a partner and supporting our ministry. And just like your life has changed, we're going to be a witness of so many lives that will be changed with this word.
We are sowing so many series by free, you know.
Yes.
We're giving, mm-hmm. giving
a lot of study materials,
CDs, DVDs.
People are hungry for the word, and they take it. They take it. And it's awesome to be able to give this. And it's because of people like you, partners like you, that enable us to give free to these people all this study material that they listen to, and it changes their
life. We're doing meetings in Tucson and Phoenix and some other areas. You know, when you see the entrance of the program, or you can see a lot of the different images.
Oh yeah, right. Uh-huh. The stand-up of the program shows.
Yeah.
You know, the many different meetings that we attend. It's just different parts. You know, wherever the Lord leads us, we go, and you enable us to do that.
Yeah, and some of them, the majority, are Hispanics that live here.
Mm-hmm.
So teaching the word of faith in Spanish to them, and teaching them about all the importance, like we were talking about government.
That is correct.
And,
yes.
And well, praise the Lord.
Yes. Thank you for joining
Thank
us.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. Enjoy the life in Christ.
Happy Thanksgiving.
And happy Thanksgiving.
Amen.
Be blessed.
Jesus is Lord.
Amen.
We hope you have enjoyed today's teaching brought to you by Word of Faith Ministries. For more information about our ministry, contact us at 480-458-8618 or visit our website, mpfccc.org.